MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Coming off a legal victory against Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, New Mexico Attorney General Raul Torres filed a lawsuit against convenience stores earlier this week for e-cigarettes and now has asked the New Mexico Supreme Court to step in and invalidate the newly signed intergovernmental service agreement between Otero County and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The five-year agreement was signed last month, just days before the county's previous contract with ICE was set to expire. The legal battle centers around the state's new so-called Immigrant Safety Act, scheduled to take effect on May 20th, that will prohibit local governments in New Mexico from entering into or renewing contracts with ICE for immigration detention. The situation in Otero County differs from two other immigration detention facilities in New Mexico, located in Torrance and Cibola counties, where ICE contracts directly with a private prison operator. Zachary Swofford, who was wanted in connection with a fatal hit-and-run case in Alamogordo, was taken into custody in Cloudcroft after authorities say he had been living and working in the village under a false identity. Swofford was arrested and charged on a failure-to-appear warrant, stemming from charges of homicide by motor vehicle, tampering with evidence, and knowingly leaving the scene of an accident in 2023 in Alamogordo, in which a 56-year-old man was struck and killed by a vehicle whose driver fled without rendering aid. Swofford also has outstanding warrants in Florida and Indiana, according to Cloudcroft Police. And shed hunting, the annual pilgrimage into the woods in search of fallen elk antlers, involves secret spots, sales, and different laws from state to state. But antler hunters in New Mexico now have a new law to work within. Out-of-state shed antler hunters heading into New Mexico's forest this spring face a new requirement, a $200 license to take home more than two antlers. Failure to secure a license can result in a $325 fine for possessing more than two antlers without the license. New Mexico residents do not need a license to hunt for shed antlers, and shed antler hunting has gained in popularity over the years as elk tags have become more competitive under the state's hunting lottery system. Bull elk drop and regrow their antlers annually, making their pointy appendages some of the fastest growing body parts in the animal kingdom. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.